Hello, James?
Yes.
James, this is Roy from down the street. I live over on 1053.
Who is it?
It's Roy. I live just a few houses down from you.
Oh, okay.
I was working in my basement, and I found a tunnel on the other side of the wall. I'm in the tunnel right now, and I think I'm underneath your house.
Well, how'd that happen?
I was working on the walls in the basement, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I was kind of hammering on the bricks, and there was something on the other side, and it's a tunnel, and the stairs went down. And according to GPS, I'm right underneath your house right now.
Right now?
Yes, I'm underneath your house. I'm banging on the floor, but I think you have a basement, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you probably can't hear me. I think I'm on the other side of your basement wall.
Wait, it's on your side.
Well, no, I'm pretty much right underneath your house right now. And there's some sort of...
I wonder how that happened.
There's some sort of Indian... Well, I don't know if Indian, but there's a lot of bones down here. Like, just dead people, bones.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty crazy. So,
I don't know what to say.
Have you ever tried knocking through your basement walls? Like, just removing the walls and looking on the other side?
Now, you'll be on the upper side.
I think I'm kind of in the front of your house. I'm kind of underneath your front lawn, but on the other side of the basement wall.
Well, I don't know.
But it looks like there's a door that goes into your basement, but then I open it up and it's just it's like cinder blocks.
So you're out front?
I'm underneath your front lawn.
Okay.
And there's a door that opens up, but it's just cinder blocks. I'm kicking them right now. If you're in your basement, can you hear me kicking them?
But wait a minute, where do I get down there? You'll be towards the highway then, huh?
Yeah, on the front of the house. I'm underneath your front lawn, but I'm right at your wall. I'm like right at the front of your house. Because GPS works when you're underground, you know?
Okay, just give me a little bit here.
There's a lot of stuff down here underneath your front lawn. Like there's rooms, and there's a moonshine still.
Okay, I'm facing the highway.
Okay, are you right at the wall?
Yep.
Okay, I'm banging on the wall, and do you hear me kicking? I'm kicking at the wall?
No.
Do you have a hammer or like a sledgehammer where you could just start breaking through the bricks?
No.
You're gonna need to go to Home Depot. We should try and break through this door, where this door is, and then you'll have more square footage in your house. Because I noticed you only have 1,668 square feet in there, and this would give you more.
Well, I know that when they had offered to put a root cellar in.
Oh, there's more than a root cellar. There's like a moonshine still. There's several rooms. It goes down several floors, and it's actually underneath your basement. And there's also a staircase that goes up into your basement, into the floor of your basement. But, you know, there's cement on the top of it. You'd have to break through that. There's pretty much an entire lost city down here. And the first level is made of gold. Do you have any TNT? Any dynamite? Hello, James?
Hi, I'd like to get a cake, please.
For when?
For Monday. Monday at noon.
Monday at noon? What size cake do you want? Half sheet. Monday at noon. Buttercream or elite ice? And the decoration? Balloon? And a message on the cake? Okay, sorry about... This is a joke, right? Okay, sorry about those bumps. They're probably not contagious.
Yes, that's... Yes, they're probably not contagious.
Love, Brad.
Love, Brad?
Yes, love, Brad.
Love, Brad?
Yes, love, Brad. Love, Brad. Love, Brad.
B-R-A-D?
Yep.
Your name?
Brad.
Alrighty, and a phone number?
8359.
And a social security number?
341-82-6999. 8269.
That sounds great. Do you want us to do anything else on the game?
What?
Do you want to know the cost of this cake?
Nah, it doesn't matter. It's not like I'm going to actually pick this up.
It's not that important.
No.
It's not that important.
No.
It's not that important.
No.
Anything else I can help you with?
You're listening to the Snowplow Show. Today is November 3rd, 2018, and this is episode 508. I'm your host, Brad. Hello there. That intro song you just heard, that was by somebody named Caterpillar, and it's based off of an old cake call. That was interesting. Thanks, Caterpillar. Today's show is brought to you by Random, Serial Shitter, Nagler, Buster Casey, and Nikki D. Thanks, all five of you, for supporting today's show, for being the sponsors, for being the fall guys, for anything that might go wrong throughout this show. Your support over at patreon.com/phonelosers is very much appreciated. Also, thank you to the new people who have signed up, such as Clay, and that's it. Yeah, that's all. That's all the new people. Thank you, Clay, for signing up 6 hours ago. If you'd like to sign up for extra shows and early access to things and additional videos every once in a while and stuff like that, please do that. That would be nice. I've got a few announcements before we get started today. Number one, Calls of Mass Confusion is back. I'm pretty sure I mentioned this on the last show, that GAD is releasing Calls of Mass Confusion videos again. Most of the old ones are back up. The last one that I saw, it was one where me and Carlito were talking to this guy about a year ago. We were telling him that we needed him to get rid of bones from this major archaeological discovery because it was getting in the way of our construction project. And this guy seemed to have a problem with that. We're like, come on, it's just bones, you know? They're going to find more bones. They're always finding bones, those damn archaeologists. It was kind of amusing. Everyone, please go watch those videos. They're over at youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. And I assume there's another one up today. I haven't gone over there and watched it yet, but I will soon. There's going to be a special Calls of Mass Confusion segment during this year's Pranksgiving, and I assume that's going to take place on Thanksgiving evening. So that's something you need to mark your calendars for. Is the annual Pranksgiving show, where pretty much all of us get together and do 24 hours of live prank shows. It's usually a lot of fun. Not always, but most of the time it is. I can't remember how I did last year. I know they gave me the middle of the night slot, so I barely remember anything. But there's going to be shows by Carlito, Dwight, Jag TV, Laugh Track, Matt and Zach's, me, GAD. I wish I could find the schedule so I could name everybody that's going to be on it, but I'm too lazy to search for that. I was on the Jag TV show on Wednesday. I tried to do a few pranks with Jag TV, and I sucked at all of them. I mostly just got hung up on. It was great. If you want to go listen to that, go find Jag TV's show. I think it's probably linked on prankcallnation.com. And his show was immediately before the show that I did with Tim Henson from Distorted View. Depending on which feeds you're subscribed to, you might not even know about that yet, but on Wednesday evening, I finally did a show with Tim Henson from Distorted View. It was everything that I hoped it would be. It wasn't a prank show, it was just one of those call-in shows. You know, I'm just trying to kind of ease Tim into this so that someday he'll do some prank calls with me. That's going to be my next step, is begging him to do prank calls with me. That was a lot of fun, though, having Tim Henson on. We talked for about 90 minutes, and I had a lot of phone line issues, so I could barely even take incoming calls for half the show. But it was still a great time. Thank you, Tim Henson, for coming on my show. I think I got him to agree on the show to do some prank calls with me, and I'm pretty sure that's legally binding. So if he doesn't do a prank call show with me soon, there's going to be legal consequences. I'll be contacting my lawyers. By the way, if you don't know what Distorted View is, you should know what Distorted View is. I mention it every once in a while, and my listeners are always listening to him and giving him shit in his voicemail segment. But Distorted View, it's another one of those shows that kind of makes you lose all faith in humanity, just like this show does. This show, it makes you lose all faith in humanity by making weird phone calls to people where they believe pretty much anything you tell them. And you're like, what the hell? How can they believe that? On Tim's show, he plays videos of, like, you know, people publicly freaking out, and hilarious clips of people being racist and horrible people, and I don't know, just it's a fun show. Everybody should be listening to that over at distortedview.com. I highly recommend it. I've been a Distorted View addict for years now. If you want to hear the show that I did with Tim Henson, though, that is on phonelosers.org. I'll put a link to it in the show notes.
Loser.
Pinhead.
Moron.
Idiot.
Stupid. Dumbass.
Dork.
Stat.
Fatty.
Scrawny.
Loner.
Reject.
Jerk.
Stinky.
Flamer.
Scumbag.
Weirdo.
Pig.
Tramp.
Ugly.
Pansy.
Dweeb.
Queer.
I hate you.
I'm Mr. Biggs, and you've tuned in to the Snowplow Show on the Phone Losers of America Radio Network. Playing the best pranks of the 80s, 90s, and today.
Gordon Bombay has sent me several directories here, most of them related to homeowners associations. You know, just stuff that you find on Google when you Google homeowners association directories. And I can't tell if they're current ones or old ones. It's hard to tell. But Gordon says, if you use any of these, my only request is tunnel calls with lots and lots of sound effects. So I think I can do that for you, Gordon. Let's do some tunnel calls. We're going to start with this guy. His name is Buddy. So, you know, he's like 100 years old or something.
Hello?
Hello, buddy?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over there on Court.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Doing okay, thanks.
That's good to hear. Hey, there's a small problem.
Okay.
So I've been digging a tunnel underneath the properties here. And I just dug one. It's kind of in your front yard, underneath the ground, you know. And I cut into a lot of your tree roots. So I think that big tree in front of your house is going to die.
I hope not.
Because I really sawed into all these roots down here, underneath, you know, down here in my tunnels, because they were in the way.
I hope it's not a Willow Oaks.
It's not the what?
The Willow Oaks.
Well, it's that big one, like right in the middle.
You know, wait a minute. I'm not sure you're on the property.
Why don't you think so?
Because how far away are you?
I'm right underneath your property right now. I've been digging tunnels throughout the neighborhood, like large tunnels, just kind of you know, just from house to house and through all this. It's like so I can go on walks at night, but I don't have to be like up above the street. I'm down here in the tunnels. But
did you get permission from the city?
Oh, no, they probably wouldn't have let me. But what I'm saying is, like, as I was going under your yard, usually I go around all the roots, but, like, there was no way to go around, so I just had to cut through all the roots. So I hope your tree's okay.
I hope you're kidding.
Oh, no, I wouldn't kid about this. No, I'm just digging tunnels directly under your front yard, and I didn't mean to go through your tree roots. I'm sorry about that. It's just the big tree right in the middle. I'm down in the tunnels right now.
I can't believe that you're doing that.
I'm sorry.
Once the city finds out about it, they are going to be coming to see you.
Oh, no, I'm not going to tell them about it.
Oh, well, somebody's going to tell them about it.
Well, please don't tell them about it. Like, your tree's probably going to be fine. Like, it's not a big deal. It's just the roots.
Anyway, let's just end the conversation because the city is going to be notified about it.
Well, no, don't notify the city. Please, don't tell on me.
Why not?
Because
you're onto somebody's property and you're not allowed on it.
Well, I'm not
under or above.
I'm not on your property. I'm under the property. And I read the city code book. And as long as I'm 20 feet below, then everything's fine. But your roots, you know, that tree is so old, the roots go down, like, further than 20 feet.
Okay, well, so, we'll see what the city says.
No,
Thank you.
Please don't tell the city.
Thank you.
Please don't tell the city, sir. Please. Hello? I didn't hear the doo-doot. Are you still there, sir? There he goes. But he's not a fan of people's rights to dig tunnels throughout the neighborhood. Underground secret tunnels. What if I was digging tunnels all over the neighborhood and I ran into an existing tunnel network that someone on, you know, a couple streets over had been digging, an intricate network of tunnels. And next thing you know, we're having property disputes down there in our tunnels. We're having to make compromises and stuff. We're having all-out wars with pickaxes. That'd be a mess. I would hate if that happened, if I was digging a bunch of underground tunnels and I ran into one of my neighbors. What a mess that would be.
Hello.
Hello, Marguerite?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Roy. I live over there on Yorkshire.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Oh, do you?
What? Huh?
I said, oh, do you?
I do. I wouldn't lie about that.
So, Roy, and what's your last name?
Gerbel.
Gerbel.
Yep.
Okay, I guess
yep.
We haven't met then, have we?
Maybe not. I don't know. I just looked you up in the directory. So I was in my basement, and the floor kind of caved in, and I found this network of tunnels underneath our neighborhood.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah, I'm down there right now. I hope you can hear me okay.
I can hear you.
Okay,
yeah.
That's great. Yeah, I've got my landline. I've got a really long wire attached to it. I'm just wandering around in the tunnels. But, like, the tunnels seem to concentrate directly underneath your house. Like, the whole hub of the whole thing is underneath your house.
Oh, my golly.
So I didn't know if it was, you know, if you and Jay did this.
No.
Like, you guys didn't make these?
I don't know a thing about it.
Because these
we lived there 15 years.
Oh, yeah. These seem like these have been here a lot longer than that.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I know. And it goes all over the neighborhood. It connects to a bunch of houses, but most of the doors are cemented over.
Uh-huh.
And
where would we have access to get down under our house?
There's a couple of doors that seem to go up into your basement.
Well, yeah, there's a crawl space.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't have a basement?
No.
Oh, okay. Maybe they go up into the crawl space, or maybe they go up into a closet or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh, my golly.
If you'd like...
And how did you find this out?
You know, just like kind of a sinkhole opened up in my basement, and I just kind of broke through and found a room down there.
Mm-hmm.
But underneath your house, there's a bunch of old computer equipment from the 60s, like big tape machines and all kinds of crazy equipment.
Uh-huh. Oh, my Lord, I had no idea.
I'm trying to get it to all work.
Well, just one second. Let me get Jay in on this. Just a second.
Okay.
Are you available? This man has found a tunnel under our house with a lot of old equipment in it. We need to talk to you. Roy is with me. Can you?
Somebody wants to talk to me about the house sometime.
Roy, would you tell Jay this, my husband? I know it's a repeat for you, but if you would, I'd appreciate it. All right, just a second.
I can do that.
His name is Roy, and I cannot remember his last name. It's unusual.
Unusual?
What he's found, huh?
Hello.
Hello, Jay?
Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know.
Oh, no, I mean like before. You had to hang up with someone.
Oh, I was talking with my daughter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is Roy. He's your bell. I live over there on Yorkshire.
Uh-huh.
And I found a network of tunnels. There's an entrance from my basement. It goes throughout the entire neighborhood. So I'm down here in the tunnels right now.
My goodness.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the hub of all of the network of tunnels seems to be centered directly underneath your house.
Holy mackerel.
So I was wondering if like you and Marguerite, you maybe dug these here. Did you put these tunnels?
Well, no, we didn't even know anything about it. This is all news to us.
Oh yeah. Yeah, like the entire like every tunnel branches out from a central point, and the central point is your house, so I just figured maybe you guys did this.
Huh. Wow. That would be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Like I was wondering like
that's really weird. You give me the creeps.
Does it? No, I'm just hanging out. Like there's this huge room underneath your property. Like it takes up the entire space of the whole lawn and the house and everything. And there's all these old computers in here.
Are like, you kidding?
Yeah, like computers from the 60s. Like, look, I can turn this one on, and it's like it does like all these lights light up and stuff.
My God, it's under our house?
Yeah, it's like this huge, I don't know, like a, looks like a big, I don't know, some central command or something.
Where is your house?
I'm over on Yorkshire, but uh-huh. I mean, these tunnels go throughout the entire neighborhood, like everywhere, like they pretty much connect to every house, but all the doors are cemented over or boarded over. Like one of them still worked. And I lifted up the hatch, and I was in some lady's closet. I don't know who it was. I think it was the Crones. You know the Crones over on Road.
I thought they just owned the lot. They have a house.
Oh, maybe the. I don't know. I could be wrong. I've been trying to map out all the houses in the neighborhood.
Crone has a lot over on.
Yeah.
But I'm not aware of any house.
I guess I'm wrong about that one. But, yeah, I was in some lady's closet. I didn't want to scare her, so I shut the door and just, you know.
Gosh, I wonder where that is. You know, I think the Howell, the house that Jerry and Martha Jean Howell had, was, I think that's the one next to the Crone lot, if I remember correctly. I knew all those lots at one time because I was head of the Architectural Review Board. But I don't remember them all now.
I'm down here flipping switches.
We were hoping to sell our house, but boy, this This says a new wrinkle and all that, doesn't it?
I guess so. Yeah, I'm just, like, I'm flipping all these switches down here in the breaker box, and, like, I don't know what
the breaker box?
Oh, yeah, yeah, this place is, this is a huge cavernous room with computers. There's these doors that I don't know how to open, but I think it must be one of these switches. Oh, yeah, there goes I got the computer turned on.
What in the world?
Oh, my gosh.
Now that's going to make it impossible for us to sell our house.
Oh, I don't think so. Like, no, this is really well built, but I just hit this button and these doors opened up, like they slid upwards, and these robots, a line of robots are coming out of this door.
Sounds like something out of the TV, doesn't it?
I know. It like, this is exactly what it reminds me of. But,
wow.
They seem like friendly robots. I don't think they're going to... Seems like they're okay. I don't know. I'm kind of nervous now. Maybe I should get out of these tunnels.
Yeah, you know, there was a tunnel under part of the campus over downtown. My wife went through when she was a student there, and she says illegally they weren't supposed to go down into that tunnel. So a utility tunnel. But this thing sounds like somebody's been running some kind of operation down there.
I know. They go on for a long time, too. Maybe it's connected to those ones you're talking about in downtown. Man, all the robots just left the room, and they headed east. They headed in one of the tunnels that go toward the east. I don't know where they're headed to.
My Lord. Holy mackerel.
It's the weirdest thing.
This is sure the shock of the day. I've had enough sharks the last few days. They found a mass in one of my kidneys that they're going to have to find out whether it's malignant or not. So,
oh, no.
That's what I'm dealing with here. But
sorry to hear it.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I just wondered
Can I rewrite down your phone number so we get back in touch with you? When, okay.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's area code...
Right.
220...
220...
Uh-huh, 6969.
6969.
Yeah, yeah, I'm headed back toward my house now, because the robots are going... They've all gotten out of the room, and they're all headed east. I don't know what they're going to do. It's kind of weird.
Well, you're on the west side of the... Yorkshire Drive.
Yeah, I'm glad they're not headed down toward my tunnel, because I don't want them to go to my house.
Huh. Well, what did you find is underneath your house? Just a tunnel?
Mostly a tunnel. There's a small room there with an easy chair and a lamp. Yeah, and there's a computer terminal. There's computer terminals in most of the rooms. Like an old computer terminal, like, you know, old ones from the 60s. Like
Marjorie wants to ask you something. I'm going to give the phone to her.
A teletype machine.
I'm not sure how to spell your last name. What is it?
It's a G-E-R B-Z.
B-Z?
Yeah. Yeah, it's French.
Okay.
It's pronounced Gerbel, though.
Oh, okay.
Did he tell you about the robots?
Pardon me?
Did he tell you about the robots?
No, he didn't.
Oh, yeah, I was hitting buttons while I was on the phone with him, and this door opened up, like it slid open like in a sci-fi movie, and all these robots came pouring out, and they're headed west. I mean, they're headed east.
What?
Down.
Oh, my Lord. We've got to come see this show.
Down one of the tunnels. Yeah, I'm going to take some video or something if they come back.
And let us know.
Yeah.
What you come up with.
We'd definitely
love to be in on all this. We're going to have to do something about it. I guess seal off all entrances or whatever. Do something.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want me to come up through your floor?
Yes. Like, go ahead if you can.
Okay, yeah. I'll try and get some... I've got some digging equipment. I've been exploring these tunnels for the past month. And I'll try and just come straight up through your floor if I can.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks.
Keep in touch. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I definitely will. Goodbye. Well, they're going to have some stories to tell their friends, I guess. They had no problems believing any of that. I hope I'm doing okay, Gordon Bombay. Tunnels with lots of sound effects. That's what you asked for, and that's what you're getting so far.
Hello?
Hello, Bill?
Speaking.
Hey there. It's Steve from the Boring Company. We're digging a tunnel underneath your house today, so you might notice a bunch of vibrations throughout your house for about the next 24 hours.
You're joking me.
Oh, no. It's I'm with the Boring Company. You know Elon Musk's company? We're digging a tunnel from Washington, D.C. to Maine. And it's coming straight.
This is a joke.
No, I wouldn't kid about this. I just wanted to let you know. I didn't want you to be nervous about why your house was shaking and vibrating. We're digging a...
What company is this?
It's called the Boring Company. We're making a Hyperloop. It's going to be like a train that goes underneath your house at 700 miles an hour.
What? Is this Musk?
No, I'm not Elon Musk.
That's his company. Oh. I know nothing about that. Now, when you say boring, is it 1-0 or 2?
1-0. Just like the word boring. B-O-R-I-N-G.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're digging the world's first Hyperloop train. It's gonna come straight underneath your house, and it shouldn't. You know, once it's in service next year, it shouldn't vibrate your house whenever it comes underneath. You might hear it though.
How low is it? I mean, how far down is it?
Just about 5 feet.
5 feet.
No, 50 feet. Just kidding. It's about 50 feet.
I still think this is a prank.
Oh, no, I wouldn't prank you about this. Nope, it's coming straight through your neighborhood. It's the most convenient route, and we got permission from the city and everything.
Well, they're half crazy anyway.
Who's half crazy?
Are you calling a lot of people today?
No, just the people along the route, but mostly you, because we're mostly going to be underneath your house and your next-door neighbor's house today and tomorrow. Have you noticed any, like, vibrating?
No.
Any small earthquakes or anything like that?
No. We had a big one. No, we haven't had any.
Okay. Good to hear.
Yeah, do you have a website?
Yeah, it's theboringcompany.com.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go. Does it have a map?
Oh, yeah. Well, it doesn't have an actual map, but it's going to show more or less the route between a...
Well, the route. That's what I mean, the route, yeah.
Yeah, Washington, D.C. We're going to be putting a kind of like a bus stop type thing out behind, not on your property, but, you know, just a little bit out there past in the back.
Okay.
So your house is basically going to be on one of the stops. You're going to be able to get to Maine in about 2 minutes.
Oh, well, I've always wanted to do that. What do? Jump in a hole?
Oh, no, it's like an elevator. It takes you down.
Okay.
And you get on a little bullet train. Right. It's called the Hyperloop. It's gonna revolutionize transportation.
What is the how is it powered?
It's you know what cold fusion is?
Yes.
It's something like that. I don't completely understand it myself. I'm just a contractor here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the specifics on how it's all designed and all that stuff.
Just curious. All right. Is that anything else?
Nope. Just don't worry about the small earthquakes or vibrations or anything like that today.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Okay.
This entire neighborhood, they're just going to think all this crazy shit's going on underneath the ground. Every single one of them is going to have a different story to tell their neighbors. Like, I heard that they were building the world's first Hyperloop. Well, I heard that there's robots from the 60s down there. You guys don't know what you're talking about. I heard it's just some guy taking a walk, digging tunnels as he goes along. This is a really small neighborhood, by the way. The houses are huge. I mean, like, huge houses. The last people I talked to, the one where the central hub of all the tunnels is underneath their lawn, their house has all these columns out front, and there are 8 dormers on the roof, which I think means they have like a kabillion bedrooms upstairs. It's crazy. All the houses are huge in this neighborhood.
Hello?
Hello, Leslie?
Yes?
Hey, it's your neighbor, Roy. I live over there on Hemsley Road.
Oh, okay.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks.
That's good to hear. Hey, so I found a tunnel underneath my house, like a large tunnel, and it leads kind of over near your house. And did you know you have like a complete underground river underneath your house?
Like, yeah.
A huge, like,
no, not under my house, but beside it. Why?
Oh, no. This one is under your house. Like, there's tunnels, but then even lower down, there's a river. Like a really fast-flowing river. I don't know where it goes to. Do you know anything about that? Like, I'm trying
no.
to figure out where it would go to. I'm going to rent some scuba gear probably next weekend and just kind of, float down it for a while. Oh, she hung up. She does not care about the river underneath her house. I noticed on my sound effects there are birds, like, in the background of this river. That's great.
The number you have dialed.
Hello?
Hello, Charles?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Roy.
Hey, Roy, how are you doing?
Hey, pretty good. I live over there on Yorkshire Drive, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm inside this tunnel right now. I found this tunnel underneath my house, and it goes all the way to your house. So I'm underneath your house right now.
Oh, well. You didn't find any gold or anything there, did you?
No, nothing like that. But there's a river underneath your house.
There is?
Yeah, yeah. So, the tunnels, they're like, 10 feet tall, I guess. And then, but then there's a river even lower than that, and it comes along one of the paths. There's a bridge and everything.
Goodness gracious.
I know, yeah, and...
I'll have to come over and take a look at that.
Yeah, yeah, you're welcome to come over anytime. I live over there in Yorkshire, but, do you know where this would drain to? I'm trying to figure that out, because I don't know where it begins or where it ends. It's very peculiar.
No, I don't. I don't know anything about this. I'll have to look into it.
Okay, yeah, yeah, because the tunnel network is huge. It goes throughout the entire neighborhood. There's benches and...
Where do you get in the tunnel at?
So far the only entrance I've found is the one in my backyard. There was a sinkhole.
Uh-huh.
And I just kind of... I got my ladder out and kind of put it down into the hole and walked down
now,
that.
Where is your lot compared to mine?
I'm way over there in Yorkshire. I'm in the 100 block. But there's a lot of stuff down here. It seems like nobody's been down here in a really long time, but there's bridges and benches. There's a Hyperloop tunnel.
Well, we need to get the archaeology people to take a look at this.
Yeah.
Any of the other neighbors know about this?
No, so far, just me and you, I guess. I've been down here for a couple days, but do you have any scuba gear?
No.
Okay, because I'm thinking about getting some scuba gear and going for a swim down this river to see where it ends up.
Be careful.
Oh, yeah, I will. I've scuba dived before.
Yeah.
Down there in Florida.
If you find any great treasures on my lot, let me know.
Oh, no, I'll probably keep them because I think it doesn't apply to you if it's so far underneath the ground, because this is about 20 feet down.
Wow.
But I don't know. You know, maybe I'll give you, $20 bucks or whatever.
Well, very good. Well, keep me posted.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely will. I just hoped you might have a clue about that river stuff.
I'll get some of my William & Mary people on that one.
Yeah, maybe you could look at some maps or something. There's like trees down here and everything.
Good Lord.
Yep. Flowers. It's the darndest thing.
Crazy.
Yep. Ugh. The mind reels.
Yes, it does. Well, thank you for telling me about it.
Yeah, no problem. I'll be in touch if I find anything out about this river.
All right.
All right. Have a nice day.
Bye. Bye now.
Bye. Man, I was hoping he's going to pick back up. I really want to hear the phone calls that these guys make next. Like, because that guy has got to be calling up somebody now and being like, you won't believe this. Maybe he'll be calling his neighbor that just heard about the Hyperloop. They can compare stories. This seems to be a really small neighborhood, so I bet you a lot of these people know each other.
because all of the homeowner stuff is just limited to several streets here.
Hello.
Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Hello, Jim. It's Roy. Hello? It's Roy from the city of...
Yeah.
Hey, I needed to let you know that we're going to be digging a hole in your yard. Like right in your front yard, right in the middle.
For what reason?
Well, we're just working on the tunnels underneath your house. Like, you know about the tunnels, right? Like the intricate network of tunnels?
You've lost me.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, so there's like throughout your neighborhood, there's a bunch of underground tunnels. Like very large cavernous tunnels.
Okay.
And one of them goes straight underneath your front lawn. You know how, like, you have all that landscaping, but then there's a bunch of grass? Just open grass?
Well, what address are you calling?
11 Road.
That's right.
Yep. Yep, so we're going to be digging this hole in your yard from underneath. So it's just going to appear there. Like, we're underneath the ground, we're digging upwards.
Well, what is it? I've got a cable for cable comes in across the front yard.
Oh, we'll be careful. Like, if we cut into it, we'll reroute it for you. We're about 20 feet underground right now. We're digging upwards directly underneath your front lawn. So I wouldn't go for a walk in the front lawn today.
Well, who are you again?
This is Roy. I'm with the city of...
Roy who?
Yeah, from the city of... And we're going to be installing like an access point in your yard.
Well, so, I'm not sure I want you to do that. Tell me. Let me get down here.
It's not going to be visible. It's just, you know, like people from the city, they're just going to have an app on their cell phones, and they'll walk over and they'll type in a code on their phone, and then this access point's going to open up in your lawn, and it'll be like a service elevator. It'll rise up. And then they'll get in, and then they'll go back down, and you won't see them until they need to leave.
Well, this doesn't sound very legitimate to me.
What do you mean?
Well, what's your last name, Roy?
That's who?
Roy who?
Yeah.
Give me the spelling.
H-U.
H-U?
Yes, it's Vietnamese.
And when are you going to do all this?
Well, they're digging right now. I think they might be able to break through before too long, for a couple hours. They've got a digging machine and they're digging upwards. They're using shovels to break away around the edges.
I don't understand a thing you're telling me.
Yeah, they're going to be digging a hole in your front yard, but they're going to dig the hole from underneath.
I don't believe you.
Okay, well, look, it doesn't matter if you'll believe me when you see the hole appear in your front yard.
I certainly will, and I'll be calling somebody.
Well, don't worry about it. It's the city's working on something. It's just going to be like a service elevator in your front yard. But we're going to cover the top with grass.
But I don't want a goddamn service elevator in my front yard.
Yeah, but you won't be able to see it. We're going to cover the top of it with grass. It's going to be like a secret entrance. For city workers.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in my life.
It's just for city workers. They need to go down there a lot.
Well, okay. We're going to check this all out with the city because I think you're a bunch of bullshit myself.
Well, you don't have to curse at me, sir. I'm just calling to let you know.
Well, yeah. And you're doing this on Saturday, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We work on Saturdays. Sundays we don't work on because that's the Lord's Day.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I'll believe it when I see it, Roy, whoever the hell you are.
Okay, well, yeah, you'll see it, because we're putting in a service elevator right there in that big patch of grass.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll get my lawyer to deal with that.
Well, why would you get a lawyer? Like, you can't fight the city. We're the city.
Oh, you think you're the city, but I own this piece of property.
Yeah, well, you don't really own the property. You have to pay your taxes. If you don't pay your taxes, we'll throw you out.
I own this piece of property, bud. You better believe that.
Well, you don't really own anything. Like, nobody owns anything. Yes, I do. Oh, no, you don't. Like, you stop paying your taxes, see what happens.
Roy, thank you for the call. Goodbye.
You'll see that you're a renter. Jim is not a fan of civic improvements, expanding the infrastructure of the city, of the underground tunnel network. Let's see if Dave is, though.
Hello?
Hello, Dave?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the city of...
Okay.
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be digging a hole in your front yard today.
What?
We're going to be digging a hole in the middle of your front yard today.
And why would you do that?
It's for a service elevator. We're working in the tunnels underneath your house. And they cross right through your front lawn.
Can you give me your name again?
Sure, it's Roy.
Roy, and what's the last name?
Who?
What is the phone number you are calling from?
It's on your caller ID. It's the...
And who's your immediate supervisor?
It'd be Chris Tompkinson.
Chris?
Yeah.
Tompkinson?
What are you getting all this information for? I'm just letting you know we're going to be digging a hole in your front yard today.
I understand. This is a rather surprise that I'm getting a call this soon with no advance notice, and I want to find out whether this is some kind of prank or what's going on. What is the phone number of your immediate supervisor?
Why would it be a prank? We're just like...
I have no idea, but pranks are all over the place now. Haven't you paid attention to the news? There are all sorts of gimmicks out there where people will come do things to your house and then try to charge you.
I just want
to make sure I get an advance call in to make sure this is truly honest and you do work for the city and that this is your supervisor and he's aware of what's going
on. Okay, listen.
That's all I'm trying to do.
Settle down. Okay, look, we're working on the tunnels underneath your house. We're city workers. We're not going to charge you for this.
I understand that. I just want to make sure that I'm clear that this is not a fraud case.
It's not a fraud case. Listen, we're working in, we're underneath your house right now. We're in the tunnels. We're underneath your front lawn. And we're digging upwards. So we're going to be digging a hole.
And the phone number of your immediate supervisor, Chris Tompkins, is?
The phone number?
Yes.
That's the same one I'm calling from on your caller ID.
So if I call that number, I will be able to reach him?
Yeah. It goes straight to this office, and we can just transfer you. He's not even in.
Transfer me now.
Okay, well, he's not in. Carol's in. Do you want to talk to Carol?
Who's Carol?
Carol's his supervisor. She's the department supervisor. You want me to get her?
Yes, put her on the phone.
Okay, yeah, let me put you on hold here. It'll just take a second. I got a pager.
All of our representatives are currently busy. Please stay on the...
Pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough to eat. My pussy good, pussy sweet. Pussy good enough...
Hello, this is Carol. Can I help you?
Carol, who do you work for?
I'm with the city of...
And do you know a person named Chris Tompkins, and does he report directly to you?
Of course he does, yeah. He's the head guy here.
And he reports to you, or you report to him?
Oh, he reports to me. I'm just saying he's in charge of all the minions here, working in the highway department and the street department.
I just got a call from someone named Roy who tells me that there's going to be a big hole in my front yard.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just trying to find out...
This must be Dave. This must be Dave, right? Yeah, they're in some tunnels underneath your house right now.
And why didn't I get advance notice that there's going to be a big hole in my yard?
Well, it's just going to be there for a couple days. We're installing a service elevator in your front lawn. You know, just like an
Why didn't I find out about this ahead of time to find out if I have any rights about what's going on and a big hole in my front yard?
Well, we don't want to make a big deal of it. Like, I'm just...
It's my property, so it is a big deal for me. I understand it's no big deal for you. You go and tear up anybody's yard. But it's a big deal for me.
Well, you won't be able to see the service elevator. It's going to be hidden. We're going to put grass on top of it. And when
I'm not going to see this hole in the ground?
Well, no, you'll see it this weekend. But it'll be...
So it is a big deal for me, is what you're saying.
Well, no, it's not really. Like, you're just making a big deal of it.
I do. It's my property.
So it's just...
And I don't like to get a phone call that tells me they're going to put a hole right in my front yard, and I've got no say in this whatsoever. I've got no recourse to take this up with people in the city to find out what's going on and why I have to do this, why it has to be my front yard.
It's just for a few days.
This is fired at me at the last minute.
I know.
No evidence noticed whatsoever. And what I'm understanding is you're responsible for that.
That's right, yeah. We're going to put a service elevator in your front lawn. You won't see
it. You're the one who decided to put a hole in my front yard with no advance notice, and that is what you are accepting responsibility for.
Yeah, I signed the paperwork. It was me personally. Me and Chris, we high-fived each other.
So you're the one that I should really hammer on this, because you're the one that's doing it. That's what I wanted to know. I'm not ready to accept this in my front yard.
Okay?
Not until I hear about it, until I have a legal course to find out what I can do about this. Maybe nothing. Probably nothing.
Listen, Dave. Listen, okay? It's not a big deal. You're making a big deal out of nothing. It's just going to be a service elevator. You won't even see it. Occasionally, you'll see it rise up, and people are going to come out of your front lawn.
That is a horrible thing to have. Having people pop up in the front of my yard. This is not something I want to do.
Yeah, but you won't even know it's there.
And you're telling me I have no say in what does happen in my front yard and my property.
They just need an easy way to get into the tunnels now and again.
You are telling me that you are doing this and I have no recourse to control what is happening on my property.
It's just a service elevator. You're acting like it's something crazy.
You're trying to avoid the answer that I'm getting to. You're telling me I have no options on this. I must accept this in my front yard.
Yes, you must. As a renter of the city, you must accept this.
That's what I wanted to hear, and I have no recourse. There's no legal recourse. I can't take this up with the city council. I can't take this up with any of my elected representatives to have this changed. There is absolutely no choice I have. I have to suffer the penalty for this.
Yep, they're underneath
and
your yard right now.
The city of Williamsburg will
tunnels.
Be responsible for any legal action against this because they gave me no chance to change it.
Oh, hell
no.
And
what you're telling me is wrong.
By the time...
If you're telling me that I do have a legal right, that I have a right to get a lawyer, I have a right to represent this, I have a right to stop this, then clearly you have to admit to that and suffer the consequence of that because
Dave,
you're telling me flat out I have no right whatsoever to object to this.
Dave, look, just shut the fuck up. It's not a big deal. It's just going to be a couple of days and you'll never know
We're not asking about big deals. We're asking about a legal right I have and you're saying no.
Look, just
I have no legal right to stop this whatsoever.
Just go watch TV and pretend it's not happening. It's not a big deal.
Hey, I can watch Brady Day and have a gunman walk into my house and shoot people.
What?
That's a stupid result.
What?
You are telling me, and this is what you're standing behind, that I have no legal recourse. I can go out, I can get my attorney on the phone today, and I cannot have any legal right to stop this.
Well, if you want to waste your money, go ahead and get your attorney. But it doesn't matter. It's going to be all fixed in a couple of days. It's very fast process.
It's not a fast process I'm concerned about. It's a legal right on my property, and you've told me I've got no legal right to stop this.
The elevator is already built.
That is wrong.
The elevator is already down there.
If that is wrong, the city should suffer the consequences for this.
Look, sir, the elevator is already built. It's already down there. They just got to dig the hole so it can come up through your yard.
I wanted advance notice on this to find out what my legal rights are, and you're not giving me that opportunity.
Well, it's too late, because they're already digging the hole. It should just take another hour or so, and they'll have the hole dug from the bottom up into your yard.
Carol, can I have your last name?
And then they're going to send a truck up on the elevator. Like, the elevator is big enough to load a truck onto.
Carol, may I have your last name?
Yes. It is Gersperms.
Can you spell that?
Yes, G-E-R-S-E-B-E-R-M-S, Gersperms, as in I love Gersperms.
And you have heard me very clearly, I do not want this. Want this until I can find out my legal rights, and you are doing it over my objection to have people dig holes in my front yard without giving me advance notice, and you're saying, you don't care, you're just going to do it.
Yeah, so let's make it clear, that's what you're saying.
I have no legal right whatsoever. You
popped
this on me within minutes, and they're digging a hole in my yard.
Yeah, and it's not going to be just an elevator for people. It's going to be an elevator for cars, So trucks are going to occasionally come up out of your lawn and just drive away? Like, there's a dump truck on the elevator right
now. You've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me.
No, they're loading all the dirt into the dump truck. So once they get that hole dug, they're just going to hit the button, and the dump truck's going to come up out of the lawn and drive away, and they're going to send a new...
Is there anybody in the city I can contact immediately to have this stopped?
No. We got to do this. We need the service elevator. We've got a lot of stuff to do.
Understand you need something, but you don't have to do it on my property with no advance notice.
Well, do you want us to
That's
do it on your...
That's a policy which absolutely should get someone fired for doing this without giving any advance notice.
On.
I think we will all agree the person responsible for this needs to be fired.
Well, your neighbors
There's no
have,
doubt about it.
Your neighbors have too many trees, and we didn't want to knock any trees down. You have a nice flat lawn out there.
So I don't have trees. So not having trees in my front yard, it's my problem.
Well, no, it's
That's
not a problem.
Stupid
answer. It's very convenient for us. Thank you.
But as long as we agree, I think everyone should think, the person that does this with giving no advance notice, no opportunity for the person to change this decision, that person has to be fired.
What? No, that would be me. I don't want to be fired. Don't fire me.
Well, that's what you're saying then. You're making this decision, though. So who is your immediate supervisor that I can contact to work on getting you fired? That would be my prime objective.
Well, that's me.
No advance notice.
My immediate supervisor is Jesus Christ himself.
Okay, I will find that out, that that's what you told me. Don't deny that now. You told me Jesus Christ is your immediate supervisor.
That's right.
Is that what you're saying?
And he should be your immediate supervisor, too. Praise the Lord.
He is your immediate supervisor. And if I find that you're lying to me, you've got an immediate supervisor other than Jesus Christ, there's another reason why you obviously should be fired, right?
You can ask my pastor at the church. Jesus Christ is everyone's immediate supervisor.
You have no immediate supervisor in the city.
Oh, in the city. Oh, I thought you just meant, you know, like me, personally.
You know what I meant. Quit playing games with me.
I'm sorry. But it's true, though, because I'm a very religious woman.
I am not. And you're telling me I'm now subjected to your faith.
No, I didn't say anything like that. I didn't say
you
were a woman.
You told me that my immediate supervisor is Jesus Christ.
No, I didn't.
You were trying to impose your religious values on me.
I just said that he should be, and I did not call you a woman.
You're saying that my religious beliefs are wrong, that Jesus Christ should be my immediate supervisor.
Well, what are your religious beliefs?
You are criticizing my personal religious beliefs.
Well, I don't know what they are. What kind of religion do you do?
Hey, that's not important. But
you
when I tell you Jesus Christ is not my immediate supervisor, you're telling me he should be.
Well, I'm just saying, in my opinion, he should be. If not, you're going to go to hell.
I'm going to hell if Jesus Christ is not my personal supervisor. You just sent more than 60% of the world to hell.
Well,
what a thing to say.
Well,
what a horrible thing to say.
Well, it's not,
the Christian religion is not dominant.
That's what
There's
the Bible
many
says.
Many people of different faiths, and you were saying they're all going to hell.
Well, that's what the Bible
what
says.
What a horrible
it's not,
thing to
it's,
say.
It's not me. It's the Bible saying it, and God. And
I don't care what your religion says, whether it's you or your religion says it. You're the one repeating it, that you have condemned over half the world to hell because they don't accept Jesus Christ.
Look, we're getting off topic here. There's much bigger things to worry about.
I know, so you get back to giving me your supervisor's name before you started this silliness.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I don't have a supervisor because I'm just a prank caller. I don't work for the city. You know? And I just made him hang up. Damn.
Man, shit got real on that one. Holy crap. Can you just imagine your front yard, like, opening up a big service elevator thing, covered in grass because it's hidden, of course. But occasionally, throughout the day, it just opens up and a dump truck drives out of it. Random city trucks drive out of it, like maybe cop cars every once in a while. Like, how did he not know it was a prank call when I said that a dump truck was going to come out of his lawn, carrying away all the dirt from underneath his lawn? I was trying to give him clues that it was a prank call, but no, he wouldn't listen. He was too concerned with legal action against the city.
Hello?
Hello, Kitty? Hey there, it's Roy from the city of...
Yes.
And I needed to let you know about a little issue with your property.
Yes.
We're going to be opening up an underground tunnel just there in the backyard. Do you know about the underground city underneath your house?
Underneath my house?
Yeah, underneath your property, there's a
easement across the back.
There's a what?
There's an easement for utilities across the back.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is different than that. There's several levels of a huge underground city directly below your property.
And
it's pretty much only on your property. We've been communicating with these people that live down there for about a year now. But they've decided they need an exit to get out of these, to occasionally come up out of the tunnels.
Are you sure you've got the right address?
Oh, yeah. One drive.
I never heard anything about this.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess they've been hidden for quite some time. They've been down there for just a really, really long time. It's this whole race of people that live down there.
You're crazy. So,
what do you mean I'm crazy?
There is no such thing.
Yes, there is. It's directly below...
you send me a letter from the city, and I'll believe you then. Goodbye.
Okay, I can do that. I need to... I don't know why I thought that was going to work. But I kind of want to try it just one more time, because you never know. She sort of believed it at the very beginning.
Hello?
Hello? Richard?
Yes.
Hey there. It's Roy from the city of...
Roy, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
That's great. I need to let you know, we're going to be, there's going to, like, on your front lawn right by the street, we're going to be digging a small tunnel in your yard, like an entrance to the underground network of tunnels directly below your property.
Yeah.
I guess you probably don't know about the underground city.
I do not.
Okay. It's been in a few independent news sources, but we try to keep it out of the local news. There's like about 13 levels of underground city below your house, and they're just looking for an entrance and an exit, you know, to go in between their city and up here.
Okay, Roy, what's your last name?
Gerbel.
Gerbel. Okay.
Yeah.
So help me out. So they're going to build a tunnel under the property?
Yeah, kind of like a service elevator in a way. Well, not an elevator. There's going to be stairs.
Okay.
It's just there's about 13 or 14 different levels of city directly below your property, and it pretty much encompasses your entire property there. And
this isn't a joke, is it?
Oh, no, I wouldn't kid about this. I know this is
okay.
Odd. It's just we've been communicating with them for about the past year now, the people that live down there. And they're just looking for kind of an exit to get out of the...
Hey, Roy.
Yeah.
who's putting you up to this, Roy?
Oh, I don't know why you would think that. This is city business.
Okay.
It's not going to...
City business, and there's an underground city of 13 levels below my property.
Yeah, something like that, 13 or 14. I think it goes down further, but we're not allowed lower than that.
Uh-huh.
Something about their religion. I don't understand it.
Gotcha. And how many other properties have the city that reside below?
Oh, it's mostly just yours.
Okay.
It's a little bit of your next door neighbor, the neighbor there on the right.
I guess which right? If you're facing my house?
Yeah. And it goes out into the street and mostly on your property, but then and then the trees in the back, and then a little bit of your neighbors on the right.
Okay.
So yeah,
and
it's just
when do you purport to build this tunnel or entryway?
It's going to be over the next just couple weeks. It shouldn't take too long. The stairs are already there. The city dwellers below have built the stairs.
Uh huh.
But we're just going to open up.
Whereabouts are the stairs located? And
it's going to be
relative to my property.
Be basically in your front lawn, but it's going to be right next to the street. So they're not going to bother you or anything. They'll just be able to come out of the stairway up, you know, above ground and...
Yeah, hang out on my property.
Well, no, they're not going to hang out. We're going to explain that to them. They can't just go on your property.
Okay.
They don't understand how properties work and streets and all that, but we'll clue them in.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing city dwellers.
Yeah. We're going to be giving them radiation-proof suits. They'll be coming out in suits. Because they've never seen sunlight before.
All right. So what do you need from me?
I'm just letting you know. Just so you know, when you see the city trucks out there and the workers digging, that's what this is all about.
Okay.
It shouldn't take more than a week or two.
And they should be out here sometime in the next week?
Correct, yes. Probably Monday morning.
All right. And you're the contact person if I have questions?
Correct, yes. My number's on the caller ID. Just give me a call if you need anything.
Okay, sounds great. Well, Roy, listen, I appreciate this communication. Thank you for filling me in.
Yeah, no problem at all. Have a nice weekend.
You too. Take care.
Uh-huh. Goodbye. I don't think that guy believed me. Okay, I'm going to completely give up on that idea. I think people are not going to believe that there is an underground city below their house. I was kind of hoping they would, so I could tell them it's like early human ancestors and stuff. But whatever, let's just make another call. I'm almost done with this list. Let's get back to the basics here. Let's get in a tunnel.
Let's get my echo going. Oh, wait, no.
Not the Carol echo. It's got to be the normal echo.
Hello?
Hello, Jenny?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over there on Road.
Yes.
I don't know how to explain this, but I found an underground tunnel underneath my house.
Underground tunnel?
Yeah, and it leads over to your house, and I'm underneath your house right now.
Oh, out of your mind.
No, I'm serious. I'm banging on on the ceiling. You know, it would be your floor with a shovel right now. Do you hear it?
No.
I'm, like, banging really hard. Like, there's a hatch. Like, do you know anything?
Why are you lying to me?
Why would I lie about this? That's crazy.
I don't know. You're just doing a joke.
No, this isn't a joke, ma'am.
There's a tunnel from your house to my house.
Well, it goes throughout the entire neighborhood, and it seems like there's a lot of entrances. So I managed to track exactly where I am, and I'm directly below your house right now.
Which room?
Well, I don't know. I've never been in your house.
You're in the crawl space? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm underground. I'm about 10 feet underground.
Oh, well, I don't know where it would come out. We don't have anything here.
Oh, I wonder if this is just from, like, years ago, and maybe they built over it or something, because I can't get the door to open.
I don't know. I don't know anything about
it. It's the darndest thing, isn't it?
I'll say.
Yeah. Like, do you know anything?
But I will look and see if we have one, but I know I've never seen one.
Have you heard from any of the other neighbors about any sort of underground tunnel network here in the neighborhood?
No.
Because I've only lived here for about 10 years now, and this is the first I've found or heard of any tunnel.
Well, first time for me, and I've been here over 20 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Now, what's her name? Liz up there on the road there. She lives up there.
Oh, yeah.
She's been here a long, long time.
Oh, maybe I should ask her, because the tunnel does go in her direction. Her. Like, maybe I could go get underneath her house and give her a call.
Maybe.
I could give that
a try. I've never heard of it.
Okay, because there's
luck. Let me know if you find it.
There's a large cavernous room underneath your house. And, like, so you don't have a basement, I guess, right?
No, we have a crawl space.
Okay, so that's probably why you can't hear me. I was hoping you could go down in the basement and see if you could hear me banging on the ceiling.
No, I don't have a basement. I'm not sure if Liz has a basement or not.
Yeah, not a lot of people have basements around here, I've noticed.
Because of the water.
Yeah, that's probably it.
But let me know if you find one.
Find one what?
What's your name again?
This is Roy.
Roy.
I live over on Road.
Huh. No, it's got me wondering.
I don't know. Maybe the door just goes up
anyway,
into your
yard. Give her a call.
Yard.
She's been here about 40 years.
Okay, I'm going to head toward her house. It's in Tunnel D. I've been labeling all the tunnels. Her
okay.
house goes up toward
bye.
Tunnel D. Okay, bye. I like how she thought it was a joke at first, but then completely believed it, I think. Didn't she?
Hello?
Hello, Richard?
Who's calling?
It's Roy. I'm your neighbor on Yorkshire Drive.
Okay, Roy.
Why are you talking down to me like that?
What do you mean?
We're in terrible traffic here.
Oh.
I'm sorry. It's in a bad attitude just, up in D.C.
Okay.
Just the traffic's got you down, I see.
We apologize.
It's okay.
If we insulted you in any way.
Roy, what's up?
Oh, hey, so I live just a little ways down from you, and I found this underground tunnel underneath my house.
Yeah,
and it's
okay,
Roy. No, I'm serious. There's a whole network of tunnels that goes throughout the entire neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm underneath your house right now. I was hoping you'd be home because I was going to bang on the ceiling and see if you could hear me.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What's your last name, Roy? I don't think I know you.
Zurbel. I've been here for 10 years. You should know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You're just a grouchy person, aren't you? Like you just like won't believe anything, and you had an attitude. Oh, there he goes. Well, that was the last number. I guess I'm just kind of done with these at this point. But we had fun. We got to convince some people that there's a bunch of 1960s-looking computers in a room underneath their house with robots. And we got to argue with that other guy about religion and city policies and how he's gonna sue us and stuff, and yeah, it was a good time. Thank you, Gordon Bombay, for these directories. I think I might be done with this directory. I've called everyone on the list. Some of them weren't answering, so maybe I'll save it for a little while, but I will try to call your other list soon. Thanks, Gordon.
Hey, Brad, it's Corbin.
Hey,
how
Corbin
you
guy.
Doing? And happy post-Halloween, yeah, and merry Thanksgiving.
Come on, get on with it.
Christmas. So.
You know what I read today? I heard that in Finland, everybody hates small talk. It's like a countrywide thing there. All ages just hate small talk. They don't even know how to do it. I kind of want to move there now. Or maybe I could figure out a way to get a bunch of Finland listeners that aren't going to be like, how you doing?
Whatever
Merry Christmas.
So, I'm so fucking happy and awesome. Kudos to you. I caught your
sorry, Corbin guy. I'm being mean.
Your crossover with Tim Henson. Yay!
Oh,
I tried listening to it the last two nights in a row, and I keep falling asleep halfway through.
Oh,
so
it
you
sucks.
Know it's good material. Awesomeness.
Thanks.
Gloria hasn't called in with fucked up ideas in a while, and I know how much you love ideas on the voicemail.
Yep.
So I got one for
and
you
small
because
talk.
I came across a missing persons database, and I was thinking it might be fun to call up these people and pretend to be their son, which was kidnapped or gone missing a decade or so ago.
Sounds like a Gloria idea.
Hi, Mom, it's me, Jonathan.
Great idea.
I've been missing, but I'm here now.
I want to call up parents who lost their kids in the 70s. You know, so it'll be like an old lady. I could be like, guess what?
And we can listen to them cry.
Send me money.
And laugh at them, so.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Anyhow, I don't know the point of this phone call. I'm going to say, fuck you!
Oh,
and
thanks.
Subscribe to the Patreon. All right, I'm hanging up now.
Yeah,
bye.
Patreon. Thanks, Corvin guy. That makes up for the small talk. I mean, that and the awesome idea of tricking old ladies into thinking that their long-lost son is back. Why wouldn't I do that?
Oh, you touch my tra-la-la. My ding-ding-dong. Oh.
Okay, that's enough of that one. Goes on for a while. I bet you it doesn't improve. I'm going to assume this other voicemail from the same phone number is pretty much the same stuff. Delete that one. Hey, look who it is.
Hello, Brad. It's Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
I just painted a awesome, what do you call these things? Like a ceramic thing for a Christmas tree, and it was a cactus, and I made it a PLA cactus.
Neat. That's great.
Awesome.
Good job,
that is really
Gloria.
Cool, man. But anyway, I just wanted to pop in and say hi. I went to PetSmart today, and man, I was just...
Oregon guy has been missing you.
I was just so eager to get those phone numbers and tell people the dog died. But I refrained, because I'm not going to go to jail.
Yeah,
maybe sometime soon I'll get those phone numbers and be like, ma'am, I'm sorry, but we had to castrate your dog because he was peeing in the urinal.
Yep.
Or something
getting
like
on
that.
Our nerves.
Anyway, Brad, I just want to say hi.
Hey,
I know
Gloria,
you miss me.
I guess.
I'm doing shows
Whatever.
Lunch now, and I'm having fun.
Yeah.
And I have a YouTube where I post my videos.
Telephone.
And all that stuff. So obviously we have some fun things coming out together, and it's going to be pretty cool. So I'm excited.
All right.
Okay,
whatever,
well.
Gloria. I caught one of her shows this week on the Facebooks. She made it friends only to really maximize the potential of the listening audience. It was a great idea. But she did a bunch of cake calls, which is sort of related to the intro that we heard today. So I think I'm going to make this picture she got of a cake made. I guess she called a local bakery place and placed an order for a cake. Doing local prank calls. Great idea, Gloria. And the cake says, "Rest in peace, Mildred Monday," I think. Something like that. She got the date all wrong. She says Mildred died this year. What the hell, Gloria? But yeah, thanks for the show art, Gloria. And if you want to hear her show, it's youtube.com/teleponed, P-W-N-E-D, I think it is. And speaking of other people's shows, there's a few other sort of new prank shows out there. There's King Richard and Olga's and I Regret Jumping's prank show. It's called Another Prank Call Show. They just did a brand new episode that I have not listened to yet. You can find that by searching for Another Prank Call Show in your podcast app. It's a pretty funny show. And then Riley Lux from the ASE Presents podcast. I'm confused about his feeds. I think I have two of them here. I don't know which is which, but I just listened to one of his prank call shows. He started doing a prank call show recently called The Prank Caller's Guide. So maybe if you search for Prank Caller's Guide in your podcast app, it'll pull up. But I'll put links to all three of those prank call shows in the show notes if anyone wants to listen to those. The show notes over at snowplowshow.com.
Hey, Brad, I just finished listening to episode 507 and got down to the voicemails and heard mine where you replied to my ankle monitor question.
You listened to the voicemails.
What do you mean it was too realistic, crazy, the other one that you supposedly had available? Like, I feel like that would just add to the realism of the joke.
Yeah, but nobody really knows what an ankle monitor looks like, do they? I wouldn't think so. I looked them up on the internet, and I know that they're very basic looking. It's just this thin little black or gray box, and that's what it was. It was a audio receiver thing for some headphones that I had a long time ago. I found it in a box of junk. It was just very boring looking. It wasn't anything to look at, really. I wanted to be able to make the ankle monitor beep so I could put my leg up there and turn the dial a little bit for maximum comedic effect, you know? Fuck realism.
It was, you know, not realistic enough or whatever, but, All right, man.
You know.
Keep up the good work, man. Bye, Brad.
Bye. In the Google transcription, it says to buy bread. I need to buy bread instead of buy Brad.
Brad.
It's crazy. Hey, Big Moist.
What's up? It's Big Moist. After almost a whole month of not calling, I stopped because my daughter was born and I didn't work, so I didn't listen to the show. So I listened to you at work.
That's lame.
But I'm back. Everything's good. I'm going to start listening again.
Quit paying attention to your family.
Something nice to say or something cool or interesting. I'm really excited that you and Tim finally are working together on some kind of show. He doesn't really sound like he knows what the hell he's doing or what you guys are doing yet, but I'm just excited you guys are doing something. You definitely should do it more, especially if it turns out good. But,
I agree.
Yeah, that is all. So
I should do lots more with Tim Henson. He's fun. I can't believe I finally got him on a show, and I finally got him to answer an email of mine. I pretty much said, okay, Tim, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a show this coming Tuesday at 8 p.m. Make sure you're available. Add me on Skype. You know, so he didn't have to make any decisions about the day. But then he couldn't do Tuesday, so he moved it to Wednesday. Or maybe it was Thursday to Wednesday. I don't know. I totally tricked him into being on my show. It was awesome. Thanks again, Tim.
Love the live show.
What?
And the nice little pre-show and after shows.
Oh,
pre-show,
yeah.
With the dirty old man doing phone sex, and after show of the impromptu
dirty old man. Oh, that guy.
Phone mob you did.
Yeah, didn't I play this voicemail on the last show?
That was great.
Kind of think I did. Sorry, everyone, if I did. But he's referring to the Halloween show that I did, which I think was on the 29th of October. And before the Halloween show was the Buster Casey show, where Devin was getting phone sexed by some old man. And then after that was the Mr. Big Show. It was a fun night of shows. Except for my show. My show sucked.
Brad, it's Colonel Angus T.C. again. I haven't called in a while because I've been on kind of a mushroom bit.
Okay.
But the thing is, I've been listening to your show on mushrooms. And oh my God, Brad, it's fucking funny. I'm driving down
That's
the highway.
Great.
I'm seeing fucking cactuses on
don't,
phones.
Don't drive,
Brad,
on mushrooms.
It's
what are you doing?
Amazing. You should try mushrooms, Brad.
Okay.
If you want me to, I can send you some in the mail.
Please don't send me mushrooms.
In the middle of my room, and there's a shroom growing out of it.
Don't
Brad.
Do it.
I got a chick
Please.
That hallucinated.
don't need any trouble.
Grow up because they're not the kind of mushrooms you should be eating, Brad. But anyway, Brad.
You're starting to sound like Bill Cosby.
Your show's been really good.
Jello.
Cheers, Brad.
All right. Cheese bread. It says cheese bread this time instead of buy bread. I think he said cheers. Thanks for letting me know that my show's not funny unless you're using drugs. It's always good to know.
What up, Brad? It's King Cobra. I'm just checking on the Social Blade for the YouTube subs.
Social
Turns
Blade.
Out that good. By 2023, the Snow Plow Show channel should reach 92,000 subscribers
Ooh.
And 54 million views, according to the projections on Social Blade. So
oh,
I found
okay.
that pretty
cool.
Cool.
Yay.
That's about
great.
All.
Whatever the fuck Social Blade is, I hope they're wrong. I hope it's bigger than that. What did he say? 92,000 in 2023? That needs to happen quicker. Please tell everybody you know about the Snowplow Show and about Phone Losers. That's not fast enough for me.
It's hey, Brad.
Way too long.
It's Biggs. I just wanted to encourage all your listeners to listen to the Snowplow Show. Did you think it was Mr. Biggs?
No.
It wasn't. It's really Court from Cali.
Oh, yeah. It's totally fooled.
Anyway, just want to let you know I love the show. You're the best.
Thanks.
Cactus, cactus.
All right. Bye. Good one.
Hey there, Brad. It's Great Big Pete.
Hey,
just
Great
thought
Big
I'd leave
Pete.
A message to say Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween, motherfucker.
Thanks.
All right.
Great Big
I love
Pete.
You. Goodbye.
Happy Halloween to you, too.
Damn it, Brad. I'm trying to call into the live call-in show, and I made a mistake.
Yeah.
I called the wrong number.
You dummy.
By the way.
Well, by the way what? It just kind of trailed off. But yeah, even if you called the right number, good luck getting in. I saw quite a few people, like over in Tim's Discord, complaining that they couldn't get through to the live show because my phone lines were fucked up. I forgot to pay my phone bill. I thought it was paid, but it wasn't, so they just kind of shut off my phone lines right at the very beginning of the show, and I had to change the phone number in the middle of the show. That sucked.
Yo, sup, Snowplow Show?
Hey.
Crazy Mac.
Hey, Crazy Mac.
You're fucking awesome.
Oh, no, you're fucking awesome.
Just stay awesome.
What?
Peace out, bro.
Turn down your TV. All right, that's the last voicemail. Thanks, everyone, for leaving a voicemail. And thank you, Nikki D, Buster Casey, Nagler, Serial Shitter, and Random for being the supporters of today's show. Thank you, Dr. Bombay, for the list that I used today. And thanks, Carter Pillar, for the intro song. And Gloria, for the cake picture. Please support the show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers. Add us on Twitter, twitter.com/phonelosers. And on Facebook at facebook.com/phonelosers. There's a Facebook group if you just search for Phone Losers of America. Add us on the YouTubes and the Tumblrs and the IGTVs. And I don't know, there's a whole bunch of links in the show notes on snowplowshow.com. Just go to the show episode, look at all the links in the show notes, click on every single link that you see, and add us to all of the things. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Here's a song that a listener sent me a year or two ago. It's by Amrit Baines, and this is called Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to your friends.
Halloween, dun dun. Halloween, dun dun. Halloween, dun dun. Halloween, dun dun dun. Don't hesitate, I dare. Dun dun, hesitate, I dare. Play a trick, give me a scare. Give me good bump, make stand my hair. Make me fall from the bed, make me jump from the chair. Keep it fun, fun, fun. I don't want you to be mean. Happy, happy Halloween. It's happy, happy, happy Halloween. It's happy, happy, happy Halloween. It's happy, happy, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Halloween. Halloween. Halloween. Halloween. Halloween. Halloween. Halloween.
Eat candy.
Happy Halloween. It's happy, happy, happy Halloween. It's happy, happy, happy Halloween. It's happy, happy, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Halloween. your mask and the dancing shoes. Tonight, every face gonna walk in your dream, because it's happy, happy, happy Halloween. 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 It's happy, happy, happy Halloween.
That's true.
It's happy, happy, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Halloween. Halloween. Halloween. Shh. Halloween. Halloween.
There's some guy on the phone saying he's coming here tomorrow to paint our roof with ultraviolet paint.